Hello, RMU. Welcome to a brand new episode of Pittsburgh's Newest with Ryan and Charles. I am Ryan Giacobbe.
Hi, I'm Charles, and you scared me again with that intro. I've been gone for a week. I wasn't expecting it.
Sorry, Charles. As you all know, Charles was captured by zombies during the zombie apocalypse. I managed to rescue him, and he is back here with me.
All right, let's get a couple things straight here. All right, first off, you say captured. I don't feel like captured is the appropriate word. I wasn't like the zombies didn't take me and have me like handcuffed to a bed or something. All right, they were surrounding the apartment. Okay, so sieged is more of the word. And you didn't save me. All you did was yell from the top of the hill, and they were like, okay, we'll go after this guy now. And I got out, you know, got a machete and went to work.
Yep, it was a crazy time.
Yeah, good time. A lot of entrails. It was solid. I'm glad you could be there with me.
Yeah.
Way better than the slumber party.
Oh yeah. And since Halloween is over, we are gonna be transitioning over to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're one of those people who aren't like, oh, Halloween's over. Christmas. That annoys me to no extent.
Well, we'll get to Christmas when we get there, but right now...
After Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So help me God if you talk about Christmas before then.
We'll talk about Christmas when we get closer to that time, but for right now, we'll be talking about Thanksgiving.
There we go, Thanksgiving. All right. But just to recap, Ryan, how was Halloween for you? It's only a day ago, so it's still fresh.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty good. I didn't exactly really do anything for Halloween. Did some sentry work, so.
Oh, God, what a nerd. Who cares about the sentry? Come on. Okay, so you just did sentry work, no, like, spooky movies or anything?
Oh, I watched the World Series last night.
I mean, I don't know.
That's not exactly spooky, but.
I would say, I don't know if that's a spooky movie. I mean, depending on who you wanted to win.
Yeah. Well, I wanted the Astros to win it all last night.
I guess it was spooky then for you.
Yeah, gets all the nerves. Your nerves
are high.
Up.
Well, you know, it all ends tonight anyway, so you're good.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, I'm glad to hear your Halloween went good. Any good candy? Check for razor blades and all that.
I don't know about razor blades, but definitely saw some good candy around.
Yeah. I assume you ate it, right?
Yeah. Got a little bit of candy.
Okay. I was gonna say. I mean, if you're just looking at it, that's weird. Okay. You got to eat candy. You can't just look at candy.
Yeah, gotta pile it up until you get sick.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but sure, why not? Yeah. I'm a sucker for peanut M&Ms.
Yep. One last time, before we get into the main topics, the Pittsburgh Blues event, bringing the Blues to RMU, is this Friday. It's 5 p.m. at Hopwood Hall here in Patrick Henry here at Robert Morris University. Free admission, no money needed. It'll feature Jill West and Blues Attack along with a screening of Blues Chronicles from the Burg.
Woo.
Yep.
And again, last time we have to say it, free is the best. Come see Jill West. She's awesome. The documentary, I don't know, haven't yet seen it yet, but it sounds like an awesome title, especially the way Ryan says it.
Yeah.
And again, you can get autographs from Ryan, so
yeah,
it's always worth it there.
Come and find me there. I'll give you an autograph if you want it.
So. And a headshot.
I don't know about headshots, but I'll definitely give you an autograph.
All right. So, main show. Boom. Ryan planned everything this week. I'm ready.
Yep.
All improv.
Yep. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is coming up.
Yeah. Is that really coming up? I mean, it's like a month away, like 28 days. I don't know. When was Thanksgiving? The 25th?
Something like that.
When is Thanksgiving?
The Macy's Day Parade this year is going to be November 23rd at 9 a.m. Eastern, and it's going to be broadcasted on NBC's Today Show. So
I just want to butt in here. If the Thanksgiving Day Parade is on the 23rd, Thanksgiving is on the 23rd. Definitely should have put two and two together there. Look, we both suck. I know. But anyway, continue. So Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's like a month away, but we're advertising it. It's NBC. It's in New York. Why do we care about it in Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh people like parades, and they definitely should get a chance to see it. If they want to.
We should get that on a shirt. Pittsburgh people like parades. all right. I mean, that's fair. I mean, you know, there's definitely a tradition, I feel like, in every household, or at least in mine, where, you know, you get up Thanksgiving Day, you watch the parade for however long while you do your Thanksgiving stuff, and then at the end you wave at Santa because Santa's waving at you.
Yep.
Yeah, and plus I like all the floats. The floats are pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the floats are pretty cool. A lot of children-type floats.
Well, it's a children's-oriented parade,
yeah.
Ryan. I mean, what do you want? They always do have good musical acts.
Yeah, that's true.
I remember last year they had Panic at the Disco, so that was pretty good.
Yeah, and speaking of performances.
Oh, boy, I got a segue without even knowing it.
There's going to be performances from Broadway's Anastasia. There's also Dear Evan Hansen. And we got everybody's favorite undersea sponge.
Okay, you had me so confused. It was like, everyone's favorite undersea sponge. Does he live in a pineapple under the sea?
Yeah, apparently the...
Can we not say it's SpongeBob, just for everybody who's not like there with us right now?
Yeah, feels a little uncomfortable saying that live on the air, but yes.
What, SpongeBob?
Yeah.
Why does that sound weird?
I don't know, it just sounds weird to me. It's not important, but yeah, the SpongeBob will be there performing.
Fine, we'll call him Bob Sponge. Yeah. That sounds weirder.
Yeah.
We're going to have a talk. I don't see why SpongeBob is so weird to say on the air. Anyway, but he'll be there. All right, we got other musical guests.
Yep.
Yeah.
And among the people that will be there celebrating the Macy's Day Parade, Smokey Robinson.
I'm going to feel really stupid. Who's Smokey Robinson?
I honestly don't know.
Oh, Brian, we've been over this. If you're going to put someone in, we got to know who it is.
Yeah.
I'm so Italian right now, banging my hands everywhere. Ah, bobbity booby.
Yeah, I have a bad habit of that, but whatever. Jimmy Fallon will be there.
I know who that is.
The Roots Comedy will be there, and Andra Day will be there among the people celebrating.
Okay, so I guess I got 3 out of 4. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many you got out of 4?
Likely two out of 4.
Okay, well, that's 50%. That's not passing, but you know.
Yeah.
You're there.
Yep. And also, and since we have one of our fans just passed by waving at us. But
anyone who passes by and waves is a fan now? Is that what we're going with?
Likely bet yes.
Okay. All right. I'll go with it.
Yep.
We have fans. Sure.
Yep. And if for those sports fans out there.
Oh, my God. More segues. Ryan, you're on fire.
The Steelers Nation Unite Sweepstakes is coming up.
What's that, Ryan?
It's 2 packed days with VIP experiences.
VIP? Very important person? You could be a very important Pittsburgher.
Yeah.
That's what VIP stands for.
Yep. It comes with round-trip travel and hotel accommodations.
Oh, my God. Hotel accommodations? Dude, what hotel do you know? And if you had to stay at a hotel, which hotel would it be?
Probably a Holiday Inn Express because it's very nice there.
So you're going for the Express. Why not just the regular Holiday Inn? I mean, I guess it's only 2 days. You're right. Express would probably be the best way to go.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been to like a Hilton. Probably want to go to Hilton.
Yeah.
I don't know what they are, but you know, it's a name brand. You know, I mean, they got Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
I figure it's cool, right?
Yeah.
I'll try it out one day. You know, once I have money.
Yep.
And I'll have to stay at Motel Joe.
Like after you arrive, the festivities don't start until day 2. But
wait, what happens on day 1?
You arrive in Pittsburgh.
Oh, so this is like nationwide.
Yeah, this is.
Oh my God, that's even crazy. All right, crazy. All right, nationwide. So everybody out there in the nation, listen to this broadcast so you can know. Anyway, continue.
Day 2, shopping spree with former quarterback Charlie Batch at the Steelers Pro Shop.
Ooh, now all right. You go to Steelers Pro Shop with Charlie Batch. What do you buy?
If they have any Charlie Batch clothes there, you should definitely get that.
I assume they don't have a Charlie Batch jersey anymore. He's kind of, you know, retired.
Yeah. Sometimes shops do also hold some alumni there. So if they do have some alumni clothing.
You're right. But I feel like a backup quarterback, you're not going to still have the jersey because I feel like he didn't have the jersey whenever he was a backup quarterback anyway.
Yeah. Sorry, Charlie, if you're managing to listen to this.
You're great, though. Super.
Yeah.
Should have kept you. Even though I don't really know the whole situation with sports, so I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
So shopping spree with Charlie Batch. Awesome. Okay, that's day 2. Ryan, tell me what's behind day number 3.
Well, actually, there's more to day 2.
Oh, my God, there is?
Yeah, two seats at an alumni weekend dinner at Heinz Field recognizing the Hall of Honor class.
Oh my. Heinz Field dinner and a Hall of Honor class?
Yeah.
Whew, that's nice. What do you think they serve for dinner?
Probably more exquisite food. You know how sometimes in fancy restaurants they like serve like tiny food sizes?
Yeah, trust me. I know that a little too much. I've made a mistake of going to a fancy restaurant lately. It's in Pittsburgh, actually. We'll talk about it. Of course, can't go with a show without talking about food. Anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, so exquisite. What would it be? Like some small dishes?
Yeah.
Is that it? Just small
dishes? want to say between small and medium-sized dishes.
Okay, I mean, that's a really weird... A small dish and a medium-sized dish. I don't know. What's on the dish?
Probably food I've never heard of, but...
Okay, I thought you were just going to stop with... Probably food is like, yes, Ryan, probably food. okay, but food you've never heard of? Okay, I could probably go with that. Some of you see on, like, Chopped, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of Chopped lately. But anyway, so the fancy restaurant I went to, have you ever heard of Church Works Brewery?
That's come up to my head, but I, like, okay, knew what it was.
I forget exactly where it is. It's near Lawrenceville. But it's a church that they, like, they took the insides out, like, all the pews and stuff, and now they have, like, they brew their own beer there. I have to say, haven't tried the beer, so I don't know if it's good or not. But the food, it's the lunch menu wasn't that great, I'll say, at least for me, because, again, I don't eat meat. So it was difficult to find it, but I got this veggie pasta, right?
Mm.
It came out super filling, let me tell you. But it was a small portion, but I guess with the smaller portions, they know how to make them filling. Because what it was zucchini noodles, and, you know, you're all about zucchini being Italian and all.
Yeah.
So it was about, like, zucchini noodles. And it was, like, topped with, like, mushrooms and all that good stuff. And also spices, Ryan. There were spices to keep you happy.
Yeah. If you ever ask me what I want on a dish, there's a good chance there's going to be a bunch of spices on there.
Yeah, that's just a go-to, man. I mean, of course, there's got to be spices. But most people don't, you know, say that. But that's what makes you, and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, go check out Church Works Brewery or whatever it's called. I don't know. It's a good place.
Yep. And going back to that Steelers sweepstakes.
All right. So day two, we get the fancy stuff. Day three, what do they have?
Two tickets for the Steelers versus Packers game.
Oh, my.
Pre-game on-field experience. So you get to go onto the field. Of course, you need a press pass for that. And also access to the Hall of Fame pre-game ceremony.
Oh. Oh, my. I have no clue what any of that means. I guess you get to go on the field before the game, which is like, okay. Well, I mean, they're all practicing, but whatever.
Yeah. You'll need a press pass either way.
Ryan, you want a sweepstakes. I'm sure you're going to have a press pass, okay?
Yeah.
You'll be good. Security will let you through.
Yep.
What else do they have? What else was it? I can't read small print. I'm far away.
Two tickets for Steelers versus the Packers game.
Okay, so the two tickets. Who would you take to see the game with you?
Probably someone close by.
There's only one correct answer.
Yeah, I honestly don't know who I'd take. Probably just someone from one of my friends here in the Army Central Media. Also, be sure to check out their website, armycentralmedia.com.
All right, first off, that's a real shameless plug, but I like it. And second off, I told you it was only a right answer, and that right answer would be me.
I'll take you, Charles.
No, it's too late. It's over. You're not taking me to a Packers Steelers game. It's not going to happen now. I thought we had something, Ryan.
I'm sorry, Charles.
We fought zombies together. We've slept over.
Yeah, I will take you to the Steelers versus Packers game.
You're gonna have to. You have a lot to make up, man. You have a lot to make up.
Like what?
You know, like taking me to the game and taking me to a fancy dinner afterwards.
Yeah, I will personally pay for the dinner.
All right, good.
And I will personally pay for any expenses that come with the Steelers versus Packers game.
All right, good. I'm ordering the most expensive thing at the stadium. So pretty much, I'm going to get a beer.
Yes, Charles just turned 21, so happy belated birthday to him who turned 21 yesterday.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, and by the way, I got that fine, that good alcohol, as you would say. Well, as you said, actually. But anyway, I'm just saying that because I think beer is the most expensive thing in a stadium. It's like...
Depends on which brand you get.
Yeah, but I feel like the cheapest one's like $7, right?
I guess.
No, I guess food. Food's pretty expensive, too. Like, you get a thing of nachos, I think it's like 10.
Yeah, stadium food can be expensive, but...
No, it's always expensive. What do you mean can be?
Well, it depends on what you get.
What is cheap? Are you just getting, like, a bag of popcorn? Even then, it's, like, $5.
Yeah, unfortunately, stadium food is expensive.
Yeah, I just, like, I just crushed your argument.
You did.
Clearly, I've been to more stadiums. Anyway, so they get all of that, plus access to the Hall of Fame pregame ceremony. Now, that's pretty cool. I wonder if you're getting inducted.
Yeah, I honestly don't know who's getting inducted. Likely just another Hall of Fame class for football. Steelers player.
Football, yeah.
Yeah.
Either way.
And moving on. Pittsburgh.
Okay. So tell me, how would you act at the pregame ceremony? Oh my God! Segue into the next part. Theater.
I would act like nobody's business.
Nobody's like, business. Okay.
Yep. All right. Oh my God! I'm on the field.
All right. And as you're acting, a theater company walks by and they're like, oh my gosh, we need to hire this guy and tell him about Pittsburgh Public Theater Presents. What was that? The Humans?
Yep.
Oh my God. All right. What do they got there?
It's going to be hosted by Scranton, PA native Stephen Karam.
Okay.
Yeah.
I assume he's a guy from Scranton, PA and he does news. Yeah. Or native. Isn't that native?
Yeah, native.
You said news.
No, I said native.
Fairly certain you said news.
No, I said native. But anyway, it's going to be happening November 9th to December 10th at the O'Reilly Theater here in Pittsburgh.
O'Reilly Theater. Yeah, no, just, you know, auto parts, whatever. Yep. Oh! Okay, cool. Do you know what it's about?
I honestly don't.
You
want to
click on the link?
Yep.
I mean, so it's called The Humans. It's in Scranton. I can't imagine they're going to do a play of, what's it called? The Office, even though that would be pretty cool.
Yep. And based on what the website says here, it says right. Three generations of the Blake clan.
Ooh, Blake clan. That means it's Irish.
Yep.
Or Scottish.
Plus one significant other.
Ooh.
Meet for Thanksgiving dinner in Lower Manhattan.
Oh.
The Irish Catholic's family from Scranton, PA find themselves in Chinatown for the holiday because the youngest, Bridget.
It's heating up in here.
Yep. Has just rented an apartment there with her boyfriend, Richard Sod.
Oh.
Their dinner guests include Bridget's mother, Deirdre, her father, Eric, and his mother, known as Momo.
Momo, what's up?
Yep. Bridget's sister, Amy, a lawyer who lives in Philadelphia, is also there.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's a lot of people there. It's a big Thanksgiving dinner, which, I mean, isn't that uncommon? You usually have big Thanksgiving dinners?
Yeah. I usually go to my grandmother's house for Thanksgiving dinner. It's usually
like all the family.
It's usually my parents, my sister, and myself, my grandmother, my uncle, and my aunt if she ever shows up because she works a lot. So
a lot of people.
So seven.
That's a lot of people.
Yep.
Yeah, that was weird because I've been recently, we were working on a miniseries called Chris's Christmas. And we were like doing the Christmas scene. And we were like, oh man, Christmas dinner is only like, you know, Chris, his brother, his mom, and his dad. And we are like, I wanted to add more people because I was like, that doesn't sound like a real dinner. Because, like, you know, coming from a big family like you and I do, it's like, wow, there has to be at least seven, at least.
Yeah.
It's weird, though, only having four people. I don't know if it's how your family structure goes, though. It's how your family structure goes. So, anyway, they're in Lower Manhattan. They get stuck in Chinatown as an Irish family. Ah, classic comedy. I wonder what they get.
Yeah, I don't know. But and also here, in 90 minutes of real time, the company airs everything from minor complaints to serious setbacks, runs up and down a spiral staircase to get to the bathroom, finds joy in their shared traditions, criticizes and demonstrates their unshakable love for each other. But beneath the typical holiday festivities, eerie things take place. Thuds, shadows, rumbles. Is this just life in contemporary Manhattan, or is something else going on?
I don't know, man. I think New York's just weird, so it's just life. But who am I to tell?
Yeah.
See the play to find out.
Yep. November 9th through December 10th at the O'Reilly Theater.
Oh, yeah. You know, if I could get there, I'd probably see it. I'm a theater kind of guy.
Yeah.
Especially if it's hosted in Pittsburgh. It's pretty swag, as the kids would say.
Yeah. And moving on, Black Friday shopping.
Ah, man. I want to see if I can make a segue. Wait. You're stuck. You're an Irish family stuck in Chinatown. I want to ask this question anyway. This isn't really a segue. Well, or actually, you're just stuck in Chinatown. What do you get?
Gotta go Black Friday shopping.
Okay, cool. Black Friday shopping in Chinatown. Go, woo.
Definitely gotta go. Definitely go get some clothes.
Do you go Black Friday shopping?
Like last fall.
Yeah.
Well,
I assume last fall. I mean, it's Black Friday, so there's only once a year.
Yeah. On the last Black Friday trip, my dad and I, we were at this Walmart, and actually in Gibsonia, PA, where I used to live.
Ooh, Gibsonia.
Yeah. We went to the Walmart there, and we got this huge flat screen TV.
Huge. How huge?
It took up pretty much the entire back seat.
Whole back seat.
Yep. And
that's a lot. That's like at least 50 inches.
Yeah. And yeah,
at least 20.
Yep, and when we got into the car, I really could not put my feet on the floor. I had to put my feet up on the seat.
Oh, wow. So you were, like, crunched up. How long of a ride back was it?
About a half hour.
It's a long time to be crunched, man. Yep. How'd you not shrink?
I just made it through there.
Just made it through and just you know. Yeah, yeah. Good. You got willpower, man. You got willpower. You got that 20-inch TV back.
Yeah, and I still have it. It's in the basement of my house currently.
Ooh. I assume it's used or is it still in the box? Do you guys like to keep your TVs pristine?
Well, we keep them out. Yeah, it's all set up and everything.
Okay, but I was gonna say, I would assume you would keep it out. Not many people just buy TVs to keep them in their basement in the box.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Yes.
Yeah, it's all set up. It's very fantastic.
Very fantastic.
Yep. And yeah. My dad also got an Apple TV module at the time.
Oh wow, yeah, that's so pretty fancy. I never have any Apple products. What's an Apple TV?
It basically just for one, you can get watch any show that you want, including movies. It's sort of like the way the Nintendo Wii was set up,
except not Nintendo.
Yeah,
because Nintendo's mean.
Well, the Apple TV module basically works in a similar way to what the Nintendo Wii does, okay. Except without the ability to play video games.
I feel like there's still games on there. I mean, I have an Amazon Fire Stick, and you can play Crossy Road and stuff.
Yeah. And you can also project your any Apple product that you have.
Oh wow, you got Apple products to project on that?
Yeah, without any cables. You just need
Bluetooth.
A signal.
Bluetooth. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you just need a signal.
I just found out today, apparently, they're sticking with that. Speaking of Bluetooth, I didn't mean to cut you off, but speaking of Bluetooth, still no headphone jack in the new iPhone. And also the Google Pixel 2 is like, we ain't gonna use a headphone jack either. I am up in arms about this.
Yeah, the iPhone, I think it was the iPhone 7 where it started, and that's also the current phone that I have right now.
Yeah.
You're
garbage with your iPhones.
iPhones
for life.
Yeah, the in order to substitute the iPhone or the headphone jack in the iPhone 7, they changed the end of the plug. They changed it to the Lightning adapter.
Isn't that just the charger?
No,
there's an adapter for that.
Yeah, the headphones. One end is the headphones, and then at the end of the cable is the Lightning adapter that you can stick into your iPhone.
It's pretty cool, actually. Yep. I didn't know that. I mean, I guess that's a good way to get around all the hoopla about it.
Yeah, and none of you can see this on the since
this is
radio.
There's a slick looking iPhone in a red case, and there's a jack at the bottom that I assume is Thunderbolt capable.
Yeah,
and you plug your headphones in.
Yeah, you stick it in the bottom, and you basically just use your headphones as you will.
That's pretty cool, actually. That's nice. I hope the Pixel has something like that because I'm really looking in for a new phone because my kind of sucks.
What kind of phone are you looking for?
Not an Apple.
Oh, what phones do you like?
Android's pretty much every single other phone. I mean, I don't know. I'm just in the market for a new phone, but they're so expensive. And at the price that I pay for a new phone, I can probably just buy a camera. It's I just want to buy a camera then. You know, for the newest phone, it's probably $800. I could buy two cameras for that much.
Yeah, unfortunately, my phone was not cheap. The paying for it actually hurt. But I don't regret getting my phone.
I was gonna say anything over $100, it hurts to spend.
Yeah,
I physically just why? But that's why you need to go Black Friday shopping, because then you don't have to break the bank to buy things.
Unfortunately, I had no choice because my phone was in very bad shape at the time.
Well, that's true. I mean, maybe I will get a new phone on Black Friday. I don't know. I was looking for a new TV, But yeah. I don't know. I mean, by a new TV, I pretty much just need a monitor. Essentially, it's only 20 inches, but.
Yeah.
Pretty nice. Yeah. But yeah, so go Black Friday shopping in Pittsburgh, everybody. You can get your Steelers stuff at a low, low discount. Go to Kohl's. Go to Target. Go anywhere but here. Wait. No. Wait, go here. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not sure if you're making any sense, but.
Listen, I was trying to do another segue to the Jill West ad read.
Well, we have one more thing to talk about.
All right, fine. We'll talk about your last thing, Ryan. God!
We got the Day of the Dead celebration.
Ooh. Yeah, that's fun. Dias de los Muertos. Or I completely butchered that. I am so sorry, all of our Latino listeners.
Yep.
Continue, though. Day of the Dead celebration.
Yep. It's located at the Commoner at 458 Strawberry Way.
Wait, where's Strawberry Way? I know that.
Somewhere in downtown. I honestly don't know.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's That's a place. I'll tell you what. If you went to City High or you know anything about that, or Kappa, you know a lot about Strawberry Way. I'll just leave it at that. Continue.
Yep. It's in Pittsburgh. It's featuring Mexican food and tequila cocktail specials all evening.
Tequila cocktails and Mexican food. I enjoy Mexican food.
And you can go face painting if you want.
Face painting. I can look like a skeleton, Ryan.
Yep, a sugar skull style. By their face painter.
I do like, it's very pretty what they can do with sugar skulls. You know?
It's 4 to 11, and it's actually taking place tonight.
Tonight? Oh my God. So you have like no time. As soon as you're done with class, go. Be there. Yep. I'm not going to be there, but you should, mostly because you're cooler than me, whoever's listening.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, it's taking place at 4 o'clock, so just in a few hours.
Just in a few hours? Oh my, but yeah, that's like what? 3 hours.
Yeah, it's almost 1 o'clock.
You got 3 hours to get there. There's no traffic either. Run.
Yep.
Go.
Normal hours. You don't need any tickets, but a reservation is highly recommended.
Wait, there's a reservation? Oh, man, that's weird. All right. Recommended. I mean, all right.
Yeah, recommended, not required.
Ah, whatever. Just show up. A bunch of people show up. They can't stop you. They'll serve. They want money.
Yeah. And
I'd get my face painted.
Yep. So before we go.
Before we go, yeah. What are we going to here?
Before we
Before we go, you should go to
Bring the Blues to Arm You.
Like we planned it or something. We didn't plan it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I messed up the ad read. So go ahead, ad read. Bring in the Blues.
Yep. This Friday, 5 p.m. at Hopwood Hall.
Friday, Hopwood Hall.
Right next to the Arm You radio booth.
Yeah.
Free admission, no money.
Ooh, free.
Yep. It'll feature Joe West and Blues Attack along with a screen of Blues Chronicles from the Berg.
Nah, you got to do it the right way. Blues.
From the Berg.
There we go. That's what I like. That's what I live for. You know, every Wednesday I come here, I want to hear that.
Yeah.
I can't hear anymore though after this time.
Yeah. Yeah. Since the event is this Friday, this is our last time promoting the event.
That's the last time I can hear Ryan say in the Berg. But, you know, I think I'll live. I'll just take a sound clip and then we'll get soundboards in here, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like
actually there already is a soundboard.
Well, no, but I mean like for sound effects.
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool. Yeah. I think. That's what I was doing. I was being your hype man. Anyway, so yeah, go. Blues Jill West Blues Attack. Bring in the Blues. Pit Blues in the Berg, is that the documentary? You just had it up. Did you X out? Oh, okay.
It's Blues Chronicles from the Berg.
Blues Chronicles from the Berg. 5 p.m. Hopwood Hall. Be there or be square.
This Friday.
Get autographs from Ryan and all the other people that are going to be there. There's more important people than Ryan, but that's just because, you know, they're famous. I mean, but Ryan's an important person. You should get his autograph.
Yep. All right. We are going to wrap up here. Thank you all for listening, and we will talk to you guys next week.
Toodaloo.